The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
We are now joined on the line by legendary Georgia Tech baseball head coach, I said it, Danny Hall. Coach Hall, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate you being with us.
No, I'm excited to be on this morning. I've got some good subjects to talk about.
You must have heard the tease. Well, I appreciate that, because there's a lot of stuff. You know, we don't get the opportunity to talk to you much. The last time I was able to talk to you, I think, was 2007, maybe. So really looking forward to diving into some of this, some of these topics around baseball and, of course, these particular kids. And I tell you what, let's start with that. The Atlanta Braves, of course, in round five of the 21 Major League Baseball draft, drafting one of your table setters, Luke Waddell, I believe it is. Tell us about the Loveland, Ohio native.
He was captain for us really the last 2 years, but just a really, really good baseball player, really good leader. Really good competitor. Finn will love this. At 5'7 and probably 185 pounds, he was a top-ranked running back in Cincinnati and Ohio, which plays big boy football there. And so just a competitive kid, likes to play, likes to compete, but he's a really good baseball player. And when the Braves took him, I mean, I literally got kind of just goosebumps for Cincinnati, Ohio kid, and, to know that, you know, if he can get through the system, that he'll be playing professionally right here in Atlanta. And so kind of got him on a FaceTime call kind of right after, and he already had a Braves jersey on. And I mean, we both just started laughing when I saw that he had the jersey on. So exciting time for him, exciting time for, his parents, and exciting time for me just to see him get picked by the Braves.
That's pretty special and fun to see. You've seen a bunch of guys get picked out of Georgia Tech for the last handful of years, and it's been fun to watch those guys go on and work on their major league career. I wonder, just off topic just a hair before we get to Justin Henry Molloy and his draft status and where he got and where he went. You talked about Waddle playing football in high school. How often do you want your guys that you go recruit to be dual sport, multi-sport guys that have done more than just play baseball?
Finn, I would tell you, I love it, but it's rare these days that guys either get the opportunity to play a couple sports. But, you know, I just think that there's such a, a crossing of just the skill set, competitiveness that, you know, if you play football and, you know, you were a great wide receiver and you got to get open and you got to shake somebody and you got to catch a ball knowing you're about to get crushed. Just the awareness and everything that that teaches you. Basketball, same thing, the agility, competitiveness. I mean, I love it. You know, I grew up in a way different era, but I played three sports in high school, loved every one of them. But you just don't see it. You know, it's such a, time commitment. And particularly in the South, the sports crossover so much. If you think you're a good baseball player and you're playing football in the fall and there's a lot of fall tournaments going on, you feel like you're missing something or your parents probably feel like you're missing something. But I'm all about it. And, I wish we could get back to where kids could play at least two. I know it'd be hard sometimes to play three, but, I just think it just teaches a lot of lessons and I think it makes them better athletes.
Coach, give us the bio now on Justin Henry Molloy, whom the Braves selected in round six of the draft.
So Molloy, we only had 1 year. He was a transfer from Vanderbilt. And how ironic is that, you know, we were sent to the Vanderbilt Regional this year. And he went in there and, you know, played very good. But just hardworking kid from New Jersey, and we were excited to get an opportunity to have him in our program for 1 year, but fit perfectly into our culture, one of our hardest workers, competed at a high level, really did a good job of hitting for us, hit anywhere from second in our order to fifth in our order, but has a really good eye at the plate, can get on base, can hit for some power, has a really good arm, and could play third. I think he could probably play second in a pinch, and I think he could also go play probably corner outfield. But the Braves are getting just, again, a hard worker that knows how to take care of his business and plays the game the right way.
Coach, let me ask you about, I was mentioning this earlier. I think the last time we spoke, gosh, might have been 15, 14, 13 years ago. And we had a really nice, 20-minute conversation down at Russ Chandler about the state of Major League Baseball. It's ironic that we're meeting here again. And just yesterday, Rob Manfred had to say what he had to say about these new old changes coming to Major League Baseball with the dropping of the 7-inning doubleheaders. Looks like that's going to go away. The extra runner rule. I know that you keep up with as much as you can Major League Baseball. How would you rate, what would you say is the state of Major League Baseball and baseball in general in America today in 2021?
Well, I mean, I think it, for me, I mean, I'm diehard, so, you know, I love it. You know, we have, like you said, we've had a lot of guys, I think, you know, I just finished my 28th year at Tech. We've had 30 major leaguers play. So I love just following them, watching them, watching all the guys we have in the minor leagues try to get up there and get their opportunity. But I think they need to quit tinkering around with just putting rules in to put rules in the, you know, the 7-inning deal and the doubleheader. I mean, I kind of get it when they were playing a condensed schedule last year of 60 games. Maybe that made sense in a COVID world, but, you know, I think a 7-inning game is way different than a 9-inning game. I do not like putting a runner on second in extra innings. It's probably good for the fans. Like, if you're going to hang around and watch a baseball game, I mean, you're in there for 3 to 4 hours. And, you know, I guess it's almost like sudden death in football that you know that somebody's going to win here by just putting a runner on second to start an inning. But I kind of wish they'd just leave it alone. If they're going to tweak something, and in my opinion, that both leagues should play with the DH. It just creates another opportunity for a position player to get at bats, to get to the major leagues. I don't think anybody likes seeing a pitcher hit.
No, I know.
I know some of them are very good. You know, I know, Max Fried would argue that right now because I think, you know, he had a pretty big moment a couple weeks ago. But, you know, that's my opinion. I think, I think the game is great. And I say this all the time. So we have a youth camp going on right now, but I don't think the game changes much. You know, obviously the speed of it's going to change, but, you know, you still got to hit the ball. You got to catch it. You got to throw it. You got to run. If you're a pitcher, you got to throw strikes. And it doesn't matter if you're an 8-year-old or a 25-year-old. The game is kind of the same.
Georgia Tech head baseball coach Daniel Hall joins us. 28 years he's been at the institution. 30 Major League Baseball players. Now, are they like your kids where you can't tell me who your favorite one is that you get to watch in the league and or you have watched? Give me a couple guys that you've really stayed in touch with and you enjoy watching play today.
I stay in touch with all of them. But I could never say I have a favorite. I would say this, the first team that I got a chance to coach had 4 major league players on it. And so Jason Varitek, who captain of the Red Sox, won the World Series with the Red Sox, is on their coaching staff now. Nomar Garciaparra, great shortstop. And, he's a California guy, so he moved back to California. He does a lot of stuff pregame on TV with the Dodgers. And then Jay Payton was a center fielder. So to inherit a team basically that had a great catcher, had a great shortstop, and had a great center fielder. All of them first-round picks that year, by the way. And then we got beat in the national championship game. So, you know, that was those three guys were special. And then I got a chance to coach Mark Teixeira. And I would just say it like this. Mark Teixeira is probably the most involved player. in our program. He, you know, he's given us time. He's given us money. He is actually back in school. He's going to get his degree this year.
Awesome.
From Georgia Tech. And, you know, and so, but there's just, you know, too many to name. And I'll just give you a little hint. So we're on the All-Star break, and one of our catchers a couple years ago was the second pick of the draft, Joey Bart, Buford kid. Mm-hmm. I'm actually going to see him today during the All-Star break, and I would just maybe hint that he's going to catch a bullpen for one of the Giants pitchers. They both live here, and so he's going to catch a bullpen down at Georgia Tech today. And so, you know, I stay in touch with them. I think it's important too. And, you know, I'm probably their biggest fan. And I heard you just in the tease talk about, have I ever been to an All-Star game? So I have a picture in my office prior to coaching here. I had coached as an assistant at the University of Michigan for 8 years.
Right.
And I got a chance to coach a Hall of Famer, Barry Larkin. So I have a picture when the All-Star game was here in Atlanta at the old, I guess it would have been Turner Field,
I think.
But it's a picture of me, Barry Larkin, and Nomar Garciaparra.
That's awesome. So,
you know, it was a rose between two thorns, as they say.
From the summer of 2000, Coach. You, by the way, you took that 94 team that lost Oklahoma in the national championship. I remember that very, very well. And you took that team and got them over the hump and got them to that national championship game. The legendary head coach of Georgia Tech baseball, Danny Hall, joining us. Coach Hall, thanks so much for being with us.
No, guys, I appreciate it. And Finn, are you still going to go? And do the Braves have any of these? Games
camp?
That you go play in? Yeah,
fantasy camp in January. I'll be down there again trying to dominate. And, we'll
as long as your back will allow it.
My back! No, yeah.
I've heard you talk about dominating, so that's why I asked the question.
Yes, sir, Coach. I'll be down there. It's a fun time, and for those of you that want to check it out, it puts you back in that locker room environment that we so miss from being an athlete when we were younger.
Coach,
awesome.
We really appreciate it. Hope that we don't go so long without talking once again, and we'll see you down the road. Danny Hall, the legendary head coach from the Institute of Technology.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit jimellis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.